Hello, and welcome to the Mooloolie Asset Management Podcast for January 27th of 2012. I'm Michael Cavanaugh, and with me here today is Tom Mooloolie from Mooloolie Asset Management in Manasquan, New Jersey. Tom, if we turn on CNBC, we see these money managers tossing around terms like relative strength without ever explaining it. Can you shed some light on what relative strength actually is in terms all of us here can understand?
Okay, well, the short answer with relative strength is it's probably the best way to measure overperformance and also measure underperformance. One of the secrets everybody talks about, so it's not really a secret, to building wealth over a long period of time is to cut the losers short and to let your winners ride. It's a lot easier said than done. The problem is, how do you know when you're looking at a chart or looking at one of your investments, how do you know that an investment is just pulling back or if it's starting some free fall off a cliff? Well, the answer can usually be found in something like relative strength. All charts, whether you're looking at a mutual fund, an exchange-traded fund, a stock, a commodity, any chart that's on a relative strength buy signal tends to perform better than whatever group you're measuring it against. And the charts that have relative strength buy signals tend to perform better, not just for a day or two or a week, but for really long periods of time, like on average, 2 years. Now, the flip side, where you have a chart that's on a relative strength sell signal, well, you kind of want to avoid them, since those charts that have relative strength sell signals, they tend to underperform the market also for really long periods of time.
All right, wait, Tom, can you just walk through that again for the listeners?
Okay, maybe this will help. A stock that's on a relative strength buy signal tends to go up faster than the rest of the market, and it also tends to go down slower than the rest of the market. It doesn't always happen, but it usually does. And the opposite is also true. A stock that's on a relative strength sell signal will also go up from time to time, but it goes up slower than the rest of the market. And it also tends to go down a lot faster when the market's going down or when we're going on defense.
So how do you figure out which charts have good relative strength and which ones don't?
Well, what we look at is the rate of increase compared to the rest of the gang. If a chart is rising in price faster than the overall market, that gets our attention. So we measure the rate of acceleration or deceleration all the time. It's also important to note, and we'll get into this more in another podcast, that you can also measure which sectors are performing the best compared to the whole market. And you can also measure the relative strength of not just one stock versus the whole market, but you can also gauge the relative strength of that stock against all of the peers in its group, in that sector. That's how we can drill down and tell you, okay, of all the market sectors, we know that, for example, semiconductors have the best relative strength right now. And we drill down a little further and we can tell you, here are the names in that sector that have the best relative strength. So relative strength has a lot of impact on our approach towards managing your money. A change in relative strength, whether a chart goes on a relative strength buy signal or generates a relative strength sell signal, a change in relative strength is a big deal when we're making decisions about managing your money. For example, I manage 401k accounts for a lot of clients. I'll watch all of the funds in their plan. When the market starts moving up, a lot of funds in the plan start giving buy signals all at the same time. How do you tell which ones are the best and where to invest your money? What relative strength helps me determine is which funds to be in. All the charts, all the funds, they look okay when they're all going up. But the mutual funds with relative strength buy signals tend to not only go up faster, but they also tend to go down slower than the rest. So yes, we can even figure out inside a basket like a 401k plan at work, which are the best names to own in that plan. Now, of course, relying on a podcast for investment advice is really not such a great idea. We always urge our listeners to consult with an investment advisor before they make a decision to buy or sell. And if you don't have an investment advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management. You can find us on the web at mullooly.net, or you can call us here in New Jersey at 732-223-9000. You should also know that none of the investments mentioned in this podcast have been specific recommendations of Mullooly Asset Management. And this podcast clearly is not a solicitation to buy or sell any particular investment. But that wraps up our first lesson on relative strength, and we will be back to you with more on this in the next podcast.